Chandra, in Vedanta, one of the important means of teachings is stories. What is one of your favorite stories? And let us know the meaning of it.
Easy, my quickly, the story that quickly comes to mind is the story of Prajapati, the creator, Indra, the king of the gods, and Virochana, the king of the demons. At the end of the Chandogya Upanishad, one of the older of the Upanishads, Prajapati, the father of all creation, makes an announcement that's heard by the gods and the demons. He who wants to fulfill all desires and obtain all the worlds, come and listen to this teaching. I will teach you this knowledge by which you will obtain all desires and all worlds, fulfill all desires and obtain all worlds. So Indra from the gods and Virochana from the demons came and sat at Prajapati's feet and said, please teach me. Prajapati said, wait a minute, you not so fast, please. You must serve me. You must show that these teachings are valuable. You must become fit recipients for this teaching. And not only must you serve me, but you must be celibate for 32 years. These teachings must have a high priority in your life, more than anything else, no distractions. So both Indra and Virochana agreed. They spent 32 years celibate serving Prajapati, at the end of which time, Prajapati said, this body, this empirical body, that is yourself. That is what, knowing which you will fulfill all of your desires. They both went back to their respective worlds. Virochana told the demons that the body is all that there is. It's the basis of all reality, and the demons rejoiced. Indra went back, and before he conveyed this to the gods, the other gods, he thought, he reflected, he inquired. He said, how can this empirical self fulfill all my desires? I have a fear. I fear death and destruction. That's not what I'm looking for. And he goes back to Prajapati. He said, Prajapati, please, I appreciate your teachings, but I have doubts. And he expressed his doubts, and Prajapati said, very, 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 very well. So you've inquired well. Stay with me another 32 years, service and celibacy. Indra agreed. He valued these teachings, at the end of which time, Prajapati said to him, the dream body, the subjective self, that's the reality of all existence. That will fulfill all of your desires. Again, Indra went back to the world, to the realm of the gods. And before getting there, he inquired again. And he said, how can that be? If I'm lame in waking, in dream, I don't know the lameness, but when I wake up, I'm still lame. I'm still ailing. That certainly doesn't fulfill my understanding of reality. Goes back to Prajapati, tells him the reflection, the fruits of his inquiry. Prajapati said, well done. Again, he serves another 32 years of service and celibacy, at the end of which time, Prajapati teaches him that it's this transcendental self, this self of the deep sleep, the dreamless sleep, that's who you are. Again, Indra goes back to the gods. Again, he inquires. This time, he says, how can that be the self? And in deep sleep, all I know is ignorance. All I know is darkness. I have no knowledge. That's not what I'm looking for. That's akin to death. What good is this darkness? Again, he goes back to Prajapati, tells him his inquiry. This time, Prajapati, with a little more compassion, and says, you are close, 5 more years of service. and celibacy, and again, Indra concedes. Finally, at the end of this 5 years, Rajapati said, this absolute self, that which is contained within all three selves, within the empirical waking self, within the subjective dream self, and which is contained in this dreamless sleep, this transcendental self, that is consciousness. That consciousness that exists in all three states, that indeed is who you are. It is bodiless, just like the wind, just like the thunder, just like lightning, and yet, which all three, which come from space. Just like space, consciousness pervades everything, all these states, and that which exists at all times, under all conditions, that is what's real. That is who you are. And that's the message, the story that